This is Jay Sekulow, an update from Eugene, Oregon on the Pledge of Allegiance. And the VA says no references to God or Jesus during funeral services for veterans.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The city of Eugene, Oregon should begin each council meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance. Well, apparently that's too much for a mayor who feels the pledge is too divisive and one city council member who believes those who want to recite the oath to flag and country should do so in the privacy of their own homes.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or their backyard, or it's really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And we've got a lot to discuss today on the broadcast. In addition to the situation in Eugene, Oregon, if you're not familiar with it, there the city council says the Pledge of Allegiance too divisive. We think that it's too divisive and it's not something that should be rendered. By the way, what's interesting about this, and I'm glad our television audiences are here with us today, what's interesting about this is the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and I mentioned this on yesterday's program, said this about the Pledge of Allegiance. And by the way, this isn't a challenge on the phrase under God. This is the entire Pledge of Allegiance that the city of Eugene, Oregon City Council doesn't want recited. But here's what the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, the most liberal court in the country. The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded and for which we strive to continue. And Jordan, this issue is getting a lot of attention, and Eugene, Oregon trying to back away a little bit because the pressure's on.
That's right. Of course, you got Eugene now coming up with a compromise. We see this all the time with city councils when they get this this kind of national pressure coming in from across the country. But their compromise is pretty weak, folks. I mean, their compromise is we'll say the pledge four times a year around holidays like July 4th. But when the council member who brought forward this resolution to say the pledge, which was voted down 5-2 at the city council in Eugene, five of those council members actually voted against saying the pledge before their city council meetings, his compromise was, okay, we'll do it four times a year or so. Then he said, how about we do it before July 4th? They said, no, that's too soon. We'll do it next week after the July 4th holiday. So certainly you can tell from these council members, they want nothing to do with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, and then let's go to the Veterans Administration, which our good friends at the Liberty Institute, in fact, Kelly Shackelford will be joining us after the break. They filed a federal lawsuit, folks, because the VA evidently is saying, you know, when it comes to a funeral for a veteran, no references to God or Jesus, please. Violate separation of church and state. Litigation actually pending on that. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from veterans. I want to hear from concerned Americans. Why is it that our national heritage is under attack with the pledge, and just praying in the name of God or in the name of Jesus is a constitutional crisis for the Veterans Administration? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let me give you a couple of updates also. There's some big news yesterday. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said the health care law of President Obama does stay in place as constitutional, and a conservative judge entered in on that in favor of keeping it constitutional. We're analyzing that right now. It's not our case. We've got a series of other cases. We will keep you posted on the developments there. That was some very big news. Also, we're looking at Jordan very quickly on this because I know you're following with our international team. That flotilla could be launching from Turkey and Greece as early as tomorrow.
Yeah, which could result in another international crisis for Israel. And this comes in the talks now where the administration, the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, and the White House have admitted that they have opened talks with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So crisis brewing in the Middle East.
No doubt about it. And our phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. Folks, here's what we want you to do. Number one, I want you to celebrate the victory of America and our uniqueness. I want you to sign on to this letter going to Eugene, Oregon, that's saying, come on, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. Let it be said before a city council meeting, and don't be embarrassed about America's values. Here's the number you to sign on that letter. That's going to be closing out. Tomorrow's the last day to do it, folks. We want to encourage you to do it today. 877-989-2255. We'll send you Foundations of Freedom as well. But hey, let's stand up for America. The Pledge of Allegiance under attack in Eugene, Oregon. We can make a difference. They're already backing away. We need to push harder. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It's become open season on the Pledge of Allegiance. Just days ago, NBC cut out the phrase "under God" from a televised segment. Now, the city of Eugene, Oregon says the Pledge of Allegiance is too divisive to recite before each city council meeting. Instead, officials have put the pledge on the shelf, limiting its voluntary recitation to only four times a year. One city council member said the pledge, quote, does not unite us. Another compared the pledge to the Communist Manifesto. It's time to stand up against this outrageous reaction to the pledge. Join with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a powerful message to Eugene, Oregon. The Pledge of Allegiance is a time-honored part of our nation's history and heritage. It should be embraced, not shunned. Take a stand against this political correctness now. Add your name to our letter of support. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Call now and we'll send you a copy of Foundations of Freedom. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're glad our television audience is here as well. Again, if you want to stand up against what's happening in Eugene, Oregon, where they're embarrassed about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I want to encourage you to sign on to that letter today. Tomorrow's last day to do it. We're going to insist that they not run away from American exceptionalism and be embarrassed about the fact that it's the Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, they said, well, it's like reading the Communist Manifesto. That's what they think in Eugene, Oregon, evidently. I don't believe the citizens, by the way, of Eugene, Oregon, I know it's a liberal area, really believe that. Certainly the American people don't, and we need to hear from you on it. Again, that number is 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's grab a call, then we'll grab Kelly Shackelford.
CJ is calling from Washington State on line one. CJ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, CJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So I'm a veteran.
Yes, sir.
Back in 03, 04, and I can't believe that the VA wants to make it so people can't reference God and Jesus at their funerals.
Well, I saw that report this morning. First of all, I appreciate your service, and I checked with our office because we started getting calls on it and found out that our good friend Kelly Shackelford has actually filed a lawsuit. He's, of course, heads up Liberty Institute, and I want to get Kelly on the phone right now. And Kelly, this is a great call from CJ. Tell us what's happened here, because it's hard to believe that at the VA that they would be insisting that you not say God or Jesus during a funeral service at Houston National Cemetery.
Well, Jay, it's worse than we could imagine. It started out with Memorial Day, a pastor who actually was ordered to submit his prayer in writing, and then the VA began to edit his prayer and tell him what he could and could not pray. And we ended up getting a TRO on that and started looking in to see if there were any other facts, and it was worse. There are about 60 funerals of veterans a week there, and they have been told specifically by the VA that they cannot pray at their funerals.
So I want everybody to hear this, because, now, Kelly, you're in court on this. We've been friends a long time. You've been on this broadcast a lot. You're a very good lawyer. You've been before the Supreme Court as well. We know that they are saying in Houston, no prayers like this at a funeral.
Absolutely. And we even, in the original one, when they tried to tell the minister that he couldn't pray in Jesus' name, he couldn't say this and that in his prayer, we sent a letter. It went all the way to D.C. to their top counsel for the VA, and they said, we're not backing down. So, I mean, this is
What did the VA, just so I'm clear here, what did the VA lawyer propose? This is unbelievable. I mean, take a look at it. And for our television audience, I'll make sure we're running this. Arlington National Cemetery, could give you all the cemeteries. Look what's engraved on the buildings in Washington. Kelly, what did the council tell you?
They said they're not backing down. That in that case, when with the prayer, they said they have every right to insist that this prayer. And by the way, the prayer was in a private ceremony. It wasn't some government.
But then you got the federal government editing the prayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and if there's a violation of church-state separation, I think the Establishment Clause, I think that'd be the one. The federal government saying, here's how the prayers are going to be under this administration.
It got worse, Jay, because as we looked into this, we found out that there's, for instance, a man, an African-American veteran, who what he does is picks up the shell casings, and then he hands those to the families that are there for the funeral, and he says, on behalf of a grateful nation and the veterans of foreign wars, may God grant you peace, mercy, and grace. He was ordered never to say that again to any family by the VA administration.
All right, now you're in federal court on that now. Kelly, what's the latest? So you just filed the lawsuit?
We filed the lawsuit on the Memorial Day with the pastor, and we got a temporary restraining order. He was allowed to say his prayer uncensored, and then the judge asked us to update him if there were any other facts. We gathered these facts. We were shocked. We presented those to the VA and said,
right,
let's do something about this. And we were in court yesterday. They still haven't responded, and the judge was furious.
All right, well, let's do this. Hey, Kelly, let me tell this to folks. Kelly does a great work there. What's the best way for website information, Kelly? What's the best website?
Just libertyinstitute.org. We've got info on the case right there, libertyinstitute.org. They can see it and
great.
Get info on, and including seeing the written information and the complaint and everything they need to look at.
Great. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly, happy July 4th to you and your team there at Liberty Institute, good friends of ours, and keep up the good work there in Texas.
You too, Jay.
All right, very good. Folks, this is the reality. I figure this is July 4th week. For those of you seeing on television, you're seeing it after this, after July 4th, obviously. But look, this is the reality. And, Jordan, this is what the country is dealing with, these kind of decisions by the VA. No prayer at a funeral. Don't say God's grace to you and your family. I mean, this kind of nonsense, and that's what it is absurd.
Well, when it rains, it pours. And what we saw, I mean, starting with NBC and Under God, and we knew the legal challenges, but now we have government agencies implementing the same requirements that Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU want, even though it's unconstitutional. They're doing it for them on their behalf. I mean, you wonder when you hear about a case like this, how many other places it's happening. And if you know about it, folks, you should contact us at the American Center for Law and Justice, because it's wrong. You can get it, as Kelly said, a restraining order. You can make sure that people can say the prayers the way they want to, even if it's at a government-owned cemetery for veterans. But these things are real. These are real stories happening across the country. And this is not even about the word Jesus, but even the word God was banned from a veterans cemetery in Texas. I mean, I've never seen a time where this many of these type of situations have poured in.
Well, and take a look at this. Let's go, you go from Texas to Oregon. It's not the words under God that's the big complaint here, although I'm sure it's part of it. It's the entire Pledge of Allegiance. They say it's divisive. It's like reading the Communist Manifesto. And again, folks, speak out on this issue. We've got 2 days to do it, 48 hours here. You go to your phones, stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Help us fight the good fight here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and go to that new website, folks. It is phenomenal. A lot of resources there. We encourage you to do just that. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Benjamin's calling from Utah on line 3. Benjamin, welcome to JSecuO Live.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you guys?
Good.
I just wanted to say there was a guy that called in when you guys were doing the U.S. Open show, when they cut out Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance twice in the U.S. Open. And he said that it could be about an anti-blasphemy thing. And
right.
I think our country's come into a sad place when we consider it blasphemy to give credit where credit is due.
They're going to come up with, Benjamin, every excuse they can. Now, what's their excuse? I mean, give me the excuse for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, they say it's divisive. They say it's inappropriate. In fact, if you look at their statements, we played them before. I'll play them again. They said it doesn't advance anything. It doesn't really help move the issues forward. And when you look at the situation and understand what's really at stake here, I think you've got to understand the reality of what we're dealing with. And that is, they really believe this. And Jordan, that's part of the problem here.
Yeah, that's right. They really do believe it's divisive. They really believe it should be unconstitutional. That's what they're taught in their areas of higher education. It's now gotten down to the elementary school level as well, where teachers are teaching kids that saying God is bad, that saying under God is divisive, that even saying the Pledge of Allegiance in its entirety is a bad thing, because we should be pledging allegiance to the world, not a sovereign nation. And when we're heading up to July 4th, which is when America comes together to celebrate the creation of the greatest country in the world, let this be a reminder that there are those among us who would hope to get rid of things like the Pledge of Allegiance, who would hope to stop veterans from being able to say God or Jesus at their funerals.
I want to draw a play soundbite number three. This is Councilman Brown. This is his statement on the Pledge of Allegiance and why they're not going to do it. And then I'm going to tell you what the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal court in the country, said.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or their backyard. It's really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
Now, that's the city councilman. Here's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most liberal court in the country. Here's what they said about the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded and for which we continue to strive. One nation under God, the founding fathers' belief that the people of this nation are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, indivisible. Although we all have individual states, they are united in one republic. With liberty, the government cannot take away the people's inalienable rights, and justice for all. Everyone in America is entitled to equal justice under the law, as is inscribed above the main entrance to our Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says it unites us. The city council members say, oh, no, it's divisive. Why don't we just read the Communist Manifesto? And frankly, some of them would rather read the Communist Manifesto. Again, speak out on the issue, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me tell you this. There's been a lot of discussions about this. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back. I know we're running short on time. Jordan, who do you have coming up today?
Oh, we got a great show. We're going to talk immigration with the pastor, Pastor Bill Haynes, actually, because this issue, again, we've been talking about it a lot, and the Christian perspective where the church, even in the conservative church, is pretty divided on how to handle illegal immigration.
Bill Haynes, is he related to the head of our news group, Will Haynes? I think so.
That happens to be his father.
All right. See, we keep it close here at the American Center for Law and Justice. All right, folks, we'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that letter going to Eugene, Oregon. By the way, for our television audience, I'm going to play right now, since Jordan mentioned the immigration thing, I'm going to play for our TV audience only the interview that Jordan was on Fox News about that issue, so you'll see that on television. For everybody else, you go to your phones right now, radio audience, sign on to this letter, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It's become open season on the Pledge of Allegiance. Just days ago, NBC cut out the phrase under God from a televised segment. Now, the city of Eugene, Oregon says the Pledge of Allegiance is too divisive to recite before each city council meeting. Instead, officials have put the pledge on the shelf, limiting its voluntary recitation to only four times a year. One city council member said the pledge, quote, does not unite us. Another compared the pledge to the Communist Manifesto. It's time to stand up against this outrageous reaction to the pledge. Join with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a powerful message to Eugene, Oregon. The Pledge of Allegiance is a time-honored part of our nation's history and heritage. It should be embraced, not shunned. Take a stand against this political correctness now. Add your name to our letter of support. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Call now and we'll send you a copy of Foundations of Freedom.
My. As we celebrate July 4th for our radio audience, for our television audience, you'll see it a couple of weeks later. We're glad, by the way, we've got at our media center here, you're able to come inside our radio studio, same in Washington, D.C., so you're actually seeing both our Washington, D.C. offices and our media center today. I'm at the media center today. Interesting development. Congressman Ted Poe, very concerned about the VA saying that, no prayers at funerals, and don't say, may the grace and peace of God be with you and your family, as if that's some kind of offensive language. Yeah, he says he's deeply troubled by the allegations that were brought to his attention by members of the VFW. We just had our good friend Kelly Shackelford on the air talking about this. Folks, again, I want to encourage you to go to your phone, sign on that letter to Eugene, Oregon, the pledge under attack. There's an easy way for you to do it, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll send you Foundations of Freedom as well. And, Jordan, we're going to go right back to the phones.
Yeah, James calling from Oregon Online 2. James, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, James.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment and then ask a quick question.
Sure.
I'm from Central Oregon here, and we kind of have a different thought process than over there in the Valley. But what my question was, if they think that the Pledge of Allegiance is too divisive and that, you know, they might as well be reading the Communist Manifesto, does that insinuate or mean that some people in that government system believe in the things that America is founded on and then some don't? Is that what that's saying?
Well, you know, this is what the Ninth Circuit said, and I think it's a great question. The Ninth Circuit said that, and I'm going to read it again. I've read it for a lot. It's good to read it, especially when it's the Ninth Circuit, because, you know, that doesn't happen often that we're quoting the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded and for which we continue to strive. I'll make sure that's up on the screen, too, so people can actually see it. It's a great quote. It says, one nation under God, the founding fathers believe that the people of this nation are endowed by their creator with inalienable rights, indivisible. We all have, even though we're individual states, we are one united republic. Liberty, the government cannot take away the people's inalienable rights, and justice for all. Everyone is equal in America for justice. That is the foundation of America, and that's what they're objecting to in Eugene, Oregon. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. It was the NBC removing under God. Here it's the entire pledge. I think this is worse. But then, Jordan, you said they had a compromise, but that's not going through right now.
No, I mean, they wouldn't let the compromise go into effect before the July 4th holiday. They said, oh, we'll do it July 11th. We'll do it a week or so after July 4th, which makes no sense with the compromise since they were supposed to do it at least four times a year. I mean, the fact that we're even debating and having to compromise on saying the Pledge of Allegiance at a U.S. City Council in the United States of America tells you what point we're at, not necessarily in the legal battle, but in the cultural battle. Will's calling from California on line one. Will, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Will.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
God bless your station.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, what I want people to hear is this. When you become an American citizen, what is it before you say? You say a pledge of allegiance. Is that correct?
Yes, you say that's right. You pledge allegiance and you swear an oath on the Constitution.
So who are these people? Are these people an American citizen?
They are American citizens. They just don't like who and what America stands for. I mean, that's a great question, Will, and I'm glad you asked it. It's the troubling thing about this, and Jordan, this is the truth, is they actually believe that it's not uniting us, the Pledge of Allegiance, and that reading the Communist Manifesto would be the same thing.
Yeah, they do. They think that it doesn't add to any progress. They think that it's divisive. The city council member, one who voted against it, 5-2, five city council members voted against the saying the pledge. He said it does not unite us. And what does that imply? That it divides citizens of Oregon who are citizens of the United States of America. And it is. I mean, as a resident of the city said, who agreed with the city council, she's not what doesn't want to pledge an oath to the United States of America. She wants to pledge an oath to the world. I mean, this is that worldview divergence right here. And people have even said, politicians in Washington, D.C., some have even said the president of the United States takes on that worldview, that kind of defeatism for the United States.
Let me tell you this also, folks. Over the weekend, we will be monitoring very closely the situation with this flotilla coming out of Gaza. Some of the groups we work with in Israel, you know, we have an office in Jerusalem, have been working on some administrative matters. So a lot of these boats are not really seaworthy. They're not insurable. There's all kind of issues as to who's on these boats. They're trying to block or go through the blockade. That is a legal blockade. We may be getting into that next week. We will keep you posted as to the developments of the situation in the Middle East. Our office in Jerusalem working on that literally as we speak. So whether it's the pledge, whether it's helping our friend Kelly Shackelford down there in Texas on the VA matter, bringing that to your attention, the ACLJ front and center on so many of these critical issues. Let's go right back to the phones.
Donna is calling from Idaho on line 3. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donna.
Yes, I'd just like to say, you know, they want to take the Pledge of Allegiance and they want to take God out of our country and everything, but yet this administration will spend $700 million to build mosques around the world.
Yeah, nobody's screaming violation of the Establishment Clause on that one. And, Jordan, you know, we've talked about that on the broadcast before. That's the irony of all of this. It's a combination of a warped view of the Constitution and political correctness run amok.
Yeah, no problem with rebuilding mosque in Egypt. Of course, this is different than if you rebuilt buildings that were destroyed in Afghanistan or Iraq during conflict. We're actually provide funds to these programs to rebuild mosque in conflict-free areas. And I don't hear the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Freedom from Religion Foundation, threatening to sue the Obama administration for building religious buildings across the world, sectarian religious buildings. But of course, Donna, and I'm glad you brought this point up, because that is the truth. I mean, our government does build those buildings, and you never hear a thing from these groups, because their attack is focused on Christians in America. I mean, that's their goal.
Hey, listen, we just got our team's been checking out on the situation in Texas, where you can't have the, you know, saying prayers or God bless you or the peace of the Lord be with you. Listen to soundbite number 14.
We usually say God bless you and God bless your family. Mm. We were directed we could no longer say that.
Now, how about that, folks? She is, by the way, she's the secretary with the National Memorial Ladies Association. We also have this soundbite that's just come in. This is number 12 from John Spare from the Veterans of Foreign War. Take a listen.
We are private citizens in a private organization, and yet we are restricted from saying what our ritual calls for.
You know, I want to thank our team for pulling these bites, you know, because we're getting you the facts and the evidence on this. This is really outrageous, folks. And then we've got, I'm glad we got this information. All right, who do we have next, Jordan? Try to grab one call in here.
Yep, Pastor Z calling from California online, too. Pastor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How are you, Pastor?
How you guys doing? It's great to get on here.
Thank you.
I'm from Oceanside, California. I've conducted many military funerals at Fort Rosecrans in San Diego. We always say under God. We always say in Jesus' name. We always thank the families of the veterans who died to preserve our freedom. We are pro-Israel. We are pro-America. And, in fact, if you go to our website, you guys will love this one, it's www.bikersforchrist.org.
I've seen your stuff before, and it's great, and I encourage you to continue saying those prayers and blessing our country. The reality is you could do it, I guess, in California, but not so much in Texas right now, and I will get more on this tomorrow on the broadcast. We're getting the information from our friend Kelly Shackelford. We're getting more information from our news team here. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. Hey, pray for our troops that are defending our country as we get ready to celebrate our Independence Day. Pray for our leaders in this country as well, including the President of the United States. That's our obligation, and we should do that. And pray for all those in authority. But we also want to encourage you to take some direct action in Eugene, Oregon. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it, and we want you to take that action right now.
Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. As we get into this holiday season, celebrating the United States of America, our independence, our country, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's under attack in the courts. It's under attack at city councils by elected officials. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.